Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child. And he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. We all want peace. Peace in our relationships, peace in the world. Peace is life. Its opposite, conflict and war between individuals and countries, is deadly, as we see all too often in our news and our history. So as we enter this new year, we pray this blessing. We pray that these promises of God would guide and form the interactions between peoples and nations, that these promises would live in our hearts, in the heart of each of us, and even be the way that we look at others. That our face shine upon those in our families. That our face shine upon our friends. Shine upon those known and shine upon those unknown to us. Shine upon those who are in need in the world. To look in favor upon another is so extraordinarily life-giving. Valerie and I were just in Chicago these last few days, and I have to say, perhaps it was a bit surprising, even completely engaging, how the city's face shone upon us. All the clerks in the stores along Michigan Avenue were very pleased and genuinely happy. Now, of course, yeah, we were spending money, but beyond that, just walking around the city, it was extraordinary how many smiles and greetings we got and how good we felt about the city. And I thought, well, maybe it's still just that whole Cub thing that's going on. And after all, they do call Wrigley Field the friendly confines, right? But peace and joy. But beyond that, we were also up in Chicago to visit a dear friend and teacher, colleague, mentor of mine from decades past. He is dying at this moment. And so we visited him and his wife. But even in these difficult times, a time of tear and tissue, as it turned out, our faces shone upon one another. And there was a great peace that we felt in our hearts. There was life. There was even joy. But as we all experience, as we all really wonder about in the new year, many of our days are not enlivened by this great ironic blessing that we receive, that I love to offer at the end of many services. Country does not look upon country with favor. We see this dramatically in Syria and Sudan and lots of other places. Individuals do not look with favor upon others. We are often, all of us, too unaccepting, prejudicial, driven by status or privilege. And so we are at cross purposes with one another and with God. With God, whose will is for us to look with favor upon one another, to let our faces shine upon one another and be gracious to one another. That is to greet and accept and embrace one another in love and acceptance, to nurture life, to give life. This is God's will. God's will for life, God's will for us, does not give up, even after all of these experiences of our failure, our fallenness, our looking upon others in fear or dread, perhaps. At Jesus' birth, the angels sing, "On earth, peace, goodwill among those whom God favors." God's favor does not give up on us. In our lessons this day, another way to pray that blessing or that prayer, that blessing for peace, is the way that the great Christ hymn of the letter to the Philippians goes. The letter begins, "Let the same mind be in you and in me that was in Christ Jesus." Let that mind of Christ, which reflects God's creative purpose, be in us. Jesus, who did not choose to live by the privilege of being divine, by status and privilege, but to give it all up on everyone's behalf, who in humility became one with all humanity, looking upon each individual, looking upon each individual with love, with favor, all of which was completely consistent and obedient to the will of God. That will is to bless all people. Jesus is God's blessing. It's that great blessing of favor, living in flesh among us, encountering us, being in relationship with us. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. As I suggested earlier, we are experiencing times around the world and in our own country, perhaps in our own hearts, in which our minds are overcome by fear, fear of the other, even fear of our neighbor. As we turn to a new year, what mind is in us? The Christ hymn exalts the name of Jesus, but it's a different kind of exaltation, a different kind of glory than the recent line we've heard, "I'll make you great again." Jesus humbles himself. His mind, his spirit, his whole being is a life of favor offered to all people, particularly those in the world who have been excluded from favor, from life, from hope. He will bear in his spirit, in his body, the fallen and destructive acts of our fearful and selfish minds. Jesus' name is great, and we celebrate it this day because he has bent his knee. He has bent his whole life, lowly and lost, and for the lowly and lost, for you, for me, and has freely given us God's blessing once more of forgiveness and the promise of life. New minds, new life. That promise, as we start this new year, and as we are confidently trusting is for all time, we hear it once more as we enter this new year. In faith in Christ Jesus, we live in God's favor, and we are empowered in our minds and spirit and body to look in favor, to bring life to others. Sisters and brothers, blessed new year to you. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.